Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CESA, the local hero, folks. And I should call you Bob?
Yes.
All right, Bob, not Robert, Colnes from New Salem Preserves. Right off Route 202, can't get lost, you say.
That's right.
We find
you. Follow the signs, you'll find us.
Not too far from Hamilton Orchards. And you're doing apples. Apple cider, you brought in some apple cider vinegar. What are these, jellies?
No, oh God, no. That's apple butter. This is a sun-cooked preserve.
What makes them sun-cooked?
Well, first of all, we cook them in solar ovens. So if you dug into this, out would come a whole strawberry. That's a preserve. We just cook them in the sun, which is what the colonials did before they had ovens.
And another kind of colonial, or like a remedy with some folklore, is this apple cider vinegar that you brought right here.
Yeah.
Now, I personally use apple cider vinegar almost every day, as even if it's just psychological, as a sort of deterrent to try to keep colds away and stuff. But you've had experience with that, too.
Well, there's a lot of folklore behind the use of apple cider vinegar. I don't want to be guilty of being a snake oil salesman.
But you use it.
Oh, absolutely, because I get leg cramps at night. And if I take a tablespoon of that vinegar with a tablespoon of water and drink it, inside of seconds, the paint is gone.
Wow.
Okay, Monty, can you guess the geographical accent that Bob has?
Long Island.
No. Oh, you've got a glottal stop in your Long Island.
Well, I that's not how I talk. Where is it, though?
I come from the Bronx.
The Bronx. So I wasn't too far off. It was
the Bronx. But I did live out on Long Island for 9 years in a GI house.
So see, that's where he was picking it up. And you mentioned, too, that you were a radio operator with the military?
I was a radio officer.
So what does that mean? Did you do radio shows?
No, I had a platoon, and my job was to make sure that the generals could talk to each other.
Mm-hmm. And when was this?
World War II in Europe.
Wow. So I think we can get a little bit of perspective of how old you are. Do you care to divulge that information?
Sure. I'm 94.
And the only thing older than Bob and his wife on the farm are the trees.
Oh, the trees.
The apples. Yeah, you have a list here of all sorts of apples, and you say they're almost all heirlooms. So there's Max Baldwin.
Not almost all.
All of them are heirloom
all
apples.
All of them except the Empire, which is a modern apple. The rest are what you call heirlooms.
And many of these I've never had. Winesap, Stamen Winesap, Wealthy. I would love to eat that one. If you are what you eat.
Well, you got to come out. We're about to harvest some of these right now.
Spitzenberg.
Yeah, that was Thomas Jefferson's favorite.
Oh, really?
Did you know him well?
Oh,
come
absolutely.
On now. You're growing all these apples? What are they, you mentioned they're all heirloom apples, except for the Empire.
And the apple trees are 100 to 150 years old.
And then the roots go real deep, and they can get all that really good nutrients.
I don't know. The old guys, once a year, one of them falls over.
Uh-huh.
So you were saying you might be the biggest business in New Salem.
Well, of course. We might hire two other people or three other people. Who else is there to compete with us?
But really, what your farm business has done is you move from selling wholesale to supermarkets to now doing value-added products.
We only have 150 trees, so how the heck are we going to compete with everybody? So we decided to see what we could do with an apple. And as you can see, there's vinegar.
Right.
And of course, cider, apple butter.
Apple cider syrup.
Yes. And believe it or not, that predates maple syrup. So you see what's been happening. We figured out how to use what we have instead of wholesaling all of it.
Bob Collins from New Salem Preserves in New Salem, right off 202. You have all these heirloom apples. What's your favorite?
The Macintosh.
See, that everybody who's an apple snob always goes back. My wife, that's her favorite, too. Hard to get passionate about. It's like vanilla ice cream. I know a lot of ice cream people love vanilla ice cream. It's just hard for me to get passionate about.
People will ask us, what's the best apple for making applesauce or pies? And we'll suggest something to them, because there are such things.
You know, I know you take the apple cider vinegar every day, as I do. Is this going to be my secret to longevity, a long and healthy life?
Why not?
You told me that it cures hot flashes, too, right?
So, no, not my hot flashes.
No, but for other people, maybe.
Yeah, a woman that came just about a week ago said she takes it twice a day. And I simply asked, why? And she said, because it keeps me from having hot flashes. But on the other hand, I must tell you that a lot of what we're able to do is because of CESA.
Uh-huh.
We're a local hero farm.
Yes, you are.
It has benefited us greatly.
Well,
no
can't
question.
Get more of a ringing endorsement than that, Phil Korman from CESA.
I paid for his coffee. I think that's where that came
right.
from.
You know, we've been there since day one.
Yes.
Really.
And they really do a fantastic job of helping to spread the word about the great local farm.
Just for the heck of it, take a look at the top of the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get the local hero sticker right
not
on top
one,
of the apple cider.
Not one jug goes out without that on.
Phil Corman from CESA and Bob Collins from New Salem Preserves, local heroes. I'm going to have some more apple cider vinegar right now and try to. I'm going to catch up to your 94 years, Bob. Good luck to you, and you can find out more about CESA.
Can I say something
you,
else?
Of course you can.
Kindly include our website.
All right. NewSalemPreserves.com.
Right.
There you go. And you can also find out more about CESA at buylocalfood.org.